You're listening to SBS News.
It would usually be a week of celebration, but this year, with restrictions on large gatherings due to COVID-19, NAIDOC Week has been postponed to November. Playwright and theatre director Wesley Enoch explains what the week means to him.
You'd go to schools and talk to school kids, and this idea of kind of celebrating with your family, you would just be sharing a moment of reflection and take the time out to go, actually, what's the year been like? It's almost like our New Year's Day celebrations.
Jacqueline Troy is the director of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Research at the University of Sydney.
There are so many events, and the Sydney language word for to sort of sing and dance and come together we now know as corroboree.
The week grew out of a push in 1955 for Commonwealth and state governments to improve attitudes towards Australia's First People. The National Aborigines and Islanders Day Observance Committee, or NAIDOC, was formed shortly after, with the first day of celebration held that July. John Moriarty was the first chair of the National NAIDOC Committee.
I took over from the church body that had run NAIDOC, and that's when all the states started celebrating at a very, not mainly political, but on a very strong level, bringing Aboriginal culture in each state and capital city to the forefront, and I thought that's a great start.
It was a movement toward justice, equality, freedom and human rights. It's a sentiment which has also been captured in recent Black Lives Matter protests that have swept across the globe. John Paul Janke is the current NAIDOC co-chair.
It's about celebrating who we are as the First Nations people of this country, and it's celebrating 65,000 years of our history, but it's also inviting all Australians to join us in those celebrations and acknowledge that we are the oldest continuous culture on the planet.
And the 2020 theme, Always Was, Always Will Be, recognises just that. Kirsty Parker is a board member of Reconciliation Australia.
We can't forget that the struggles that people had just to be able to say, we want you to see us. Although it's only 1 week of the year, NAIDOC Week, you know, this is an attitude that we need to spread 365 days of the year.
This July, a socially distanced NAIDOC Week brings a chance for reflection and for encouraging Australians to come together in acknowledgement of the nation's past and present with hopes for the future. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.